先来祷告，然后再开始今天的学习。
Again, Lord, we want to thank you so much for providing the Bible for us.
主要我们要非常感激您给我们提供的圣经。
And we thank you that you have taught it to us so that we can understand you and so that we can grow in our relationship with you.
我们非常感恩的是您教导了我们，所以我们可以理解，我们会在和您的关系之间不断的成长。
And so we're praying that you'll just help us this afternoon as we would turn again to learn from you.
我们的祷告是今天下午您来帮助我们，当我们开始转向您的时候。
And we ask this now in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。Amen.
Amen. All right. We are studying this afternoon in the book of Colossians.
今天下午我们继续学习哥罗西书。
And you'll remember that the book of Colossians is really just a letter that was written by Paul to the Colossian Christians.
所以这个哥罗西书呢，就是一封书信。是使徒保罗写的，写给哥罗西人的。
He had never met them, but he had heard about them.
他保罗从来没有遇到过他们，但是他听到过他们。
And because he knew that they had become Christians, he said, "Well, I want to write to them to encourage them and to help them grow." So that they can become mature Christians.
因为使徒保罗听到他们成为基督徒，所以他说他要给他们写封信去帮助他们，然后他们可以成为一个成熟的基督徒。
And so the book is full of good basic instruction for new Christian believers.
所以整个书充满了那个对新的信徒的那个指示和指导。
What should new Christian believers do? How do they grow?
对新的基督徒他应该做什么呢？他们应该去学什么呢？
It's true that if you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you become one of the children of God.
这个是真的。如果你相信了主耶稣基督为你的个人救主，你成为神的孩子。
But Christians who are children realize that they've got to grow into the family.
但是那些作为基督徒的孩子呢，他意识到他要在家庭里不断的成长。
And so the question that new Christians often have is, what should I do and how do I do it?
那对新基督徒呢，这样的问题通常是我应该做什么，我怎么去做。
And so the book of Colossians is going to give us this kind of instruction.
所以呢，哥罗西书呢，会给我们这样的一些指导。
Now this is a test of your memory. What does the word Colossians mean?
来看一下大家的记忆，哥罗西的名是什么意思？这个单词。
Okay, now I can't hear what Nicole is saying, but I can see what Nicole is saying. So Nicole, what are you saying?
Huge.
Huge. Okay. Very, very big. Colossal. Okay. Now that's what God wants for your character. He doesn't want you to be overweight. He doesn't want you to be swelled-headed. But he wants you to have a character which is just like Jesus Christ and therefore very, very big in goodness and grace and love and kindness.
所以呢，他刚才呢他听不到你哥说，但是他看到他嘴动，你哥说那个是巨大的意思。因为这个巨大的意思呢，这就是神要我们成为的，要我们成为一个巨大的，不是说我们要有一个肥胖的身体，一个肿的头，是我们要我们的性格里面要不断的 要变得不断的巨大，就像我们的主耶稣一样的，充满了爱，充满了恩典，充满了恩慈。
Sometimes when I see a big building, I say, "Oh, that's a lovely building. That's really colossal."
因为有时候我看见一个建筑物，我说这个太大了，这个真的是一个巨大的建筑物。
But sometimes I see a big building and it's not good looking at all. I say, that's a monstrosity. Nobody ever should have built a building that's ugly like that.
但是呢，我有时候看到一个建筑物呢，它就建设计的不好，我说这就像个怪物，没有人应该把一个建筑物设计成这个样子。
And so I say regarding myself, when I come to the Bible, I say, Lord, make me big and beautiful rather than big and ugly.
当呢我读圣经的时候呢，我就跟神说，我说主啊，把我造成巨大和漂亮的，不要把我造成巨大而很丑。
All right, so last week we started studying Colossians chapter 1. And we started studying Paul's prayer for the Colossians, new believers, but he prayed for them.
上个星期我们开始学习哥罗西书的第一章，我们开始学习到保罗的祷告，保罗为那些新的信徒在祷告。
And we're going to analyze his prayer now, point by point.
所以我们要分析一下他的祷告词，一点一点的去分析。
Verse 9. For this reason, since the day we heard about you and the fact that you were Christians, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God.
所以呢，这个第一章第九节，因此我自从听见的日子，已经为你们不住的祷告。
So he's going to be asking God now for several things. The first thing we spoke about last week is asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
第三个星期我们已经讲过了，保罗祈求的呢，是愿你们一切属灵智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
So, the first thing a Christian does is says, God, what do you want me to do?
所以呢，对一个基督徒来说，第一件事就是说，神啊，您要我做什么？
You saved me at great expense when you went to the cross to die for me.
所以您拯救了我，您付了极大的代价，当您在十字架上为我而死的时候。
And you have a plan for all the creatures that you created, including the Christian. What do you want me to do?
所以您有一个计划给所有的您造的所造物，包括基督徒，所以您要我做什么？
And so the Bible is God's instruction manual.
所以圣经呢？是神给我们的指导手册。
We sometimes in English talk about what we call an acrostic.
所以呢，有时候我们在英语里谈到一个词，那就是一个 an acrostic.
Now, an acrostic is words that flow from the letters in a particular word.
所以呢，这个词呢 ，crossity 是在所有的字母里面它排起来的这样一个词。
So you might have I'm going to try to think of something now, but you might have a boy by the name of Bob.
我在想这件事，你可能有一个儿子名字叫 Bob。
And he might be a bad boy.
他可能会是一个坏男孩。
And so his name might be Bob. I'm not sure what else. Bob of Brat or something like that. It would mean his first name is Bob and then of and Brat, B-O-B, Bob of Brat. And that would be an acrostic. That's a bad acrostic.
因为他就说呢，他的名字可能就叫 Bob of 那个 Brat, Brat. 这个呢，就是表明他这个是一个非常非常坏的。
Here's a good acrostic, B I B L E. B is basic. I instruction. B, before, L, leaving, E, earth.
他就是讲的就是这个字母的顺序哈。这里是一个很好的字母顺序，就是 B, Bible呢是 B, B呢 before, B, I, B, B, I, B, before,
leaving.
Leaving. What's the I start for?
Basic instruction.
Okay. 所以他说 B I B 而已，那个 B 的第一个 B 是基本的，I 呢就是 instruction 是指导 ，B I B before 第三个 B 呢就是 before， 那个 L 呢就是离开，那个 E 呢就是地球，就是说。
That's easier to do on a blackboard than it is by translation.
所以如果这个写在黑板上呢，是很容易理解的，比直接用翻译来说。All right,
the Bible is all about instruction for us while we're still down here on the earth.
因为这个圣经呢是所有的对我们的指导，当我们仍然在地球上生活的时候。Okay,
so Paul is saying the first thing I want you to know is what it is God wants you to do. So you read the Bible and you find out what He expects all His children to do.
因为使徒保罗说呢，第一件事我要你们做的就是去读圣经。 读圣经呢，就是读，知道神要他所有的孩子想要去做的事儿。And
now verse 10 says, And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please Him in every way.
第十节说，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦。
So here's the principle. You become a Christian, and then you learn what it is God wants, and then you do it. You obey. Not much point in learning it if you don't obey.
所以呢，这就是这个基本的规律。当你成为基督徒以后呢，首先你知道神要你做什么，然后你去学习，学习以后，然后你去顺服。如果你不顺服，就没有任何意义。
And not much point in trying to obey if you don't know what He wants you to do.
如果说你不知道谁要你去做什么，你去顺服就没有任何意义。And
of course, the reason that you would obey is at the end of verse 10, it says, that you may please Him in every way.
那这个原因呢，就是在第十节的下半部分，就是说你要在一切的事上呢蒙神悦了。Why
do you obey? Because you want to please Him.
为什么要顺服呢？因为你要想让主悦纳你。So
a child says to his mommy, "Mommy, what would you like to do?" Mommy says, "You go and do that," and he does it. Because he wants to please his mommy.
那一个孩子说，妈妈，我要做什么？他妈妈说，好，你就把那个事做了。那个孩子去做的原因呢，是因为他要让他的妈妈喜悦。So
we do then, same thing for the same reason. We want to please him, and therefore we obey him.
因为我要做同样的事情，我们要做的就是我们要让神喜悦，所以我们要顺服神。
And then the next clause reads, bearing fruit in every good work.
下面一件事情呢,
so it isn't just that God wants us to obey him. He wants us to be fruitful or to be successful and profitable to him in every sphere of life.
因为神不光是要我们顺服他，而且要我们结果子，这样我们在我们的属灵的生命里面有一些成功，而有一些成功的结果来让神喜悦。
Okay, so did you get the logic flow here? Number one, you've got to know what he wants you to do. Number two, you've got to do it. And number three, he wants you to be successful and profitable for him in what you do.
因为你知道这个逻辑吗? 一个你要知道他要你做什么,然后呢你就去做,然后做了以后呢, 你就要做得成功,做得有效果。
So it isn't just doing stuff for the sake of doing it, it's doing it in order that it will be a fruitful exercise.
我们呢就不是说为了做而做,我们做这样的事情呢,就是为了要结果子,这样结果子就有一个成功的果子。
And then the last clause reads, growing in the knowledge of God.
因为后面的引起来的,得到的呢,就是渐渐的多知道神。
What's the difference between the beginning in verse 9, having a knowledge of God's will, and then the fourth point at the end of verse 10, growing in the knowledge of God?
在第九节里第一点是满心知道神的旨意,在第十节里第四条是并且在神的知识上增长。
Oh, God says there's a big difference there. It's one thing for you to know what it is that I want. It's totally different for you to know me.
所以呢,这个里面呢,神说,这里有大大的不同。一件事情呢,是你知道我的旨意。第二件事情呢,是你更多的在我的知识里增长。
We sometimes find it hard to understand what it means to know God.
所以呢,我们有时候呢,发现这个是很难理解的,就是去认识。Some
would say you could never get to know God, he's God.
也就是说你从来永远不会认识神,因为他是神。But
then an amazing thing happened a long time ago. The Lord Jesus Christ was born. God became a man so that we could begin to get to know God.
因为一件非常神奇的事情在很久以前就发生了,主耶稣的神呢,他变成了一个人,这样呢,我们就可以知道神。
Some of John's disciples, when they first heard that, they followed the Lord Jesus, and they basically said to him, Master, where do you live? He said, will you just come and see? And they went to see him, and they stayed with him overnight. Many of them became his disciples, and they were with him 24 hours a day for a few years.
因为在亚福音里呢,他们很多使徒跟随主耶稣的时候呢,他们问主耶稣说,您住在哪里?主耶稣是就说您来,你来,来跟我在一起,就会看见,然后他们就跟随了主耶稣,他们很多人在跟主耶稣甚至是24小时,一天一直跟随着主耶稣几年的时间。
So it's possible to know what he wants you to do without knowing him.
因为你不知道怎么做,如果你不知道神的话。
I was speaking to a man a few months ago. He was praying. And I heard him pray. And I thought, that's interesting. This man is actually speaking to God.
因为我跟一个人几天之前我跟一个人说话，但是他在不行，他在祷告，我这个事情非常有趣，这个人在跟神说话。
So I asked him, I said, do you love the Lord Jesus Christ?
所以我问他说，你爱我们的主耶稣基督吗？
He didn't even know what I was talking about.
甚至不知道我在说什么。
Okay, he didn't know God. He knew enough to ask God to help him, but he didn't know God as a person. He didn't know God as a friend. He didn't know God as a God.
因为这个呢，他知道去求神帮助，但他不知道，他不认识神，他不知道神是我们的朋友，说不知道神是一个人。
So if you got the logic flow in this prayer now.Number one, you have to be filled with the knowledge of His will. What does He want me to do? Number two, you have to, live a life. You've got to obey living a life that's worthy of the Lord. Number three, you've got to be fruitful. And number four, you've got to get to know God.
所以呢，这个呢，逻辑是这样的。第一个呢，要知道神的旨意；第二个呢，行事为人上对得起主；第三个呢，要顺服他，蒙他喜悦结果子；第四个呢，就要在神的知识上增长。
Now, what would happen if you got all four of those things?
如果这四件事情你都做到了，会发生什么呢
？Well, verse 11 says you could be strong, be strengthened with all power according to His glorious might.
因为在第十一节说，照他的荣耀的权能，得以在各样的力上加力。
Not everybody who says he's a Christian is strong.
没有，不是任何一个人都说他是基督徒，但是一个很强。
How would you get to be strong as a Christian? That's really what we would like. We want to be colossal. We want to be strong. How would you get to be strong?
你怎么变成一个强壮的基督徒呢？我们变成一个巨人基督徒，要变成一个强的基督徒，那你怎么样成为
？With the knowledge of His will, and you'd walk worthy of the Lord in obedience to Him. You would be fruitful, and you would get to know Him. And when you get to know Him, you can be strong.
因为这个就是首先知道神的旨意，在为人世上对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在基督上结果子。你要知道神，当你知道神以后，你就会变得强壮起来。
But the end of verse 11 says, so that you may have great endurance and patience with joy.
所以呢，这个第十一节继续说，好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容。
What do you do if a problem comes?
所以如果生活中的麻烦来了，你会怎么做呢
？What if you do if it becomes hard?
如果你都变得很艰难，你怎么做呢
？Well, many people say I can't go on. I'm not strong enough.
很多人说我不能继续下去了，因为我没有。
When I was a little boy, my father used to take me on a hike.
所以呢，当我还是个小男孩的时候，我爸爸带我去走路。
And we used to walk through the woods for a while.
我们通常呢就会穿过一片林子一会儿。
And we'd climb a hill.
我们会爬山。
And I would get really tired.
然后我会变得非常疲倦。
And I would have to say, Daddy, carry me. I don't have enough strength to climb this hill.
我就会跟我说呢，爸爸，把我背起来，我没有足够的能力来爬这个山。
And when I was 5 years old, he would carry me.
但是呢，当我是一个5岁的孩子的时候呢，他会背着我。
But if I were 20 years old, he would have said, "What's the matter with you?"
如果我是20岁的时候，他说你有什么问题吗？
You should be strong enough now to carry yourself.
你现在足够的强壮，让你自己走路。
And I could say, well, I don't want to go on. It's too hard. And he would say, Harold, you should not be just strong, but you should have endurance and patience. Keep on going.
因为我说呢，这个太难了，我不想继续。他我爸爸就会说，你不仅要强壮，而且要宽容，要忍耐，你要忍耐。
And the last one is verse 13, giving verse 12, giving thanks to the Father.
这最后一个呢，就是十二节，要感谢父。
Okay, so it's possible for us in life to have a difficult journey and not have enough strength, not have enough endurance, and not be thankful.
原来这是有可能的，在我们的人生的里程中呢，我们可能不会那个强壮，也不会那个变得感恩，也不会有忍耐。
But if you're going to be colossal for God, you're going to have to be strong enough to keep going when it's difficult in such a way that you're even thankful for the difficulties.
所以呢，如果你成为你想成为一个巨大的基督徒，对神来说呢，这你不但要在这种艰难的环境里继续前行。
Okay, so here we have it. 7 steps to being a colossal Christian.
这里呢，我们有七步成为一个巨人基督徒。
Have you got them? 7 steps to being a colossal Christian.
你们大家都已经知道了吗? 7个步骤成为一个巨人基督徒。
Number 1, you've got to know his will.
第一件呢,
Number 2, you've got to obey what he wants you to do.
第二个呢，你要顺服他要你去做的事儿。Number
3, you've got to obey in such a way that you begin to see the fruit of your obedience.
所以呢，第三个呢，是你要这开始去这样一个方式，以你的顺服会结果子。And
number 4, you get to know God.
第四个呢，你开始认识神。And
after that, you can be strong.
这个以后呢，你会变得强壮。And
after that, you can persevere in adversity.
所以呢，第六个呢，就是你可以变得宽容忍耐。And
after that, you could be thankful.
然后呢，你就会变得感恩。So
let's pretend that your job was to build a pyramid.
所以呢，我们再假设一下。 你的现在的工作呢，是建一个金字塔。Okay,
if you wanted to build a pyramid, what would you do?
如果你想建一个金字塔呢，你怎么做呢？
Well, you'd build a big foundation, wouldn't you?
然后你会建一个非常大的基石，是不是？
And then on top of that, you'd build another layer.
然后在这个基石上，你再变。
And on top of that, you'd build another layer.
在这个上面，你又建造另外一层。And
you'd keep on going till you got to the top of the pyramid.
所以你一直这么做，一直到你做到那个金字塔的顶端。And
let's pretend that your boss had said to you, "I want you to go and build a pyramid."
因为我们就假设你的老板要你说，我们要去做一个金字塔。And
so, a few days later, he comes to you and he says, "Let me see your pyramid." Oh, you say, "I'll show you my pyramid," and you show the pyramid to him.
所以呢，几天以后，这个老板说呢，我看看你建的金字塔，你说我建了，我给你看一下。And
then let's assume that he said to you, "Oh, I want a bigger pyramid."
所以我们在假设说，他说哦，不是这样的，我想建一，我想要你建一个更大的金字塔。
How would you make a bigger pyramid?
你怎么去建一个更大的金字塔呢？
You go down to the bottom, wouldn't you?
你要把它做底下，是不是
？And you build a bigger bottom.
你知道建一个。
So、the next layer could be bigger, and the next layer, and the next layer, and the next layer, until you got a bigger pyramid at the top.
你先建一个更大的基，然后这个基上你又可以做一层，然后你又可以做一层，这样一层一层的，你就会最后在顶端你做一个大的金字塔。
Now that's the Christian life.
这就是基督徒的人生。
And the Lord says to you now, I want you to be a colossal Christian. I want you to keep on getting bigger.
所以呢，主耶稣说呢，我要你们成为一个巨人基督徒，我要你们变得越来越大。
And so you keep on going back to the bottom. And you keep on saying, Lord, I want to know more about your will.
然后你就又回到那个基石上，基石上你说，主啊，我想知道更多的你。
Then you say, but Lord, I would like to obey you more fully.
然后呢，你就说呢，我想要顺服您更多的。
Because if I do that, why, I can have more fruit. I can get better response from what I'm doing. I can be more successful or more prosperous.
所以你说呢，我这么做呢，我会变得更有结更多的果实，然后这些果实这个变得更加的成功。
And then you say, of course, if I do that, why then I'll be getting to know you so much better.
所以你说呢，如果我这么去做的话，我会认识您太多。
And then as a result of that, I could be strong.
然后如果是这样呢，我就会变得强壮。
And if I were strong, you could even send me on some difficult jobs where I would not only need strength, but I would need patience to keep going in times of difficulty and still be joyful and thankful.
您来说呢，如果这样的话，您就会让我去做这样一个工作，这样一个工作毕竟要求我要强壮。要求我更要有忍耐，这样的忍耐呢，在我这样一个困难的工作中，我会欢欢喜喜的变得更要感恩。
All right, so that is Paul's basic prayer for these Christians that he'd never met. He says, I don't know you personally, I've never met you, but this is what I want. I want the blessing of God for you.
所以这就是保罗的基本的祷告，对那些他从来没见过的基督徒，他说：“我不认识你，但是我要你们更多的去得神的喜悦。”
Now back to verse 12.
我们回到12节。
It says, "Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light."
第十二节说要感谢父，叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。
What do you get if all of these seven things are true of you? What is the result going to be?
所以呢，你会得到什么？如果是上面讲的七件事在你身上都实现的话，你会成为什么样的人
？You share in the inheritance.
你会同得基业。
And this inheritance of The saints in the kingdom of light. One day, Jesus will come back. His kingdom will be established and you and I will be part of that kingdom. We get his inheritance in that kingdom.
那这个的基业是什么意思呢？就有一天主耶稣会再来，他会建立他的王国。他的王国呢，我们和他在一起，我们得到的是什么？得到是在那个王国里面的基业。
And so I think it's going to be a wonderful day when we get to heaven and we share in that inheritance.
所以呢，我认为这是太美妙了。都有一天我们到了天堂的时候，我们和他一起同得基业。
And I'm hoping in that day that you and I will meet and you will say to me, Harold, I had no idea that you were so rich.
因为我希望在那一天呢，你会看见我，我也看见你，你会说呢， Harold, 我从来不知道你这么有钱。
And I will say to you, well, it's very simple. You see, I got a big inheritance from my Jesus.
因为我说这个太简单了，我继承了一大笔基业从我的主耶稣那里。
And then you will tell me about your inheritance. And I will tell you about my inheritance. And we will rejoice together.
你会告诉我你的基业，我会告诉你我的基业，我们会一起的欢喜。
Can you imagine that I am going to share in God's inheritance? It's absolutely overwhelming.
所以你可以去想象吗？我会和神得到同德基业，这个是完完全全令人意想不到的。
Now, why did this happen?
为什么会发生这些呢？
Well, it happened, verse 13, for this reason.
所以呢，在第十三节里，为了这个原因发生了。
Verse 13 says, He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loves.
第三节说，他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
Where did you used to be, Harold? I used to be in the kingdom of darkness.
所以呢, Harold, 你以前在哪里呢? 我以前在黑暗的势力里。
I had no hope.
我没有希望。
I had no abilities.
我没有能力。
The only thing I had was my sin and my shame and the expectation of my punishment. That's all I had.
所以呢，我有所有的有的呢，就是我的罪，我的羞辱，然后要来的惩罚。
And Jesus came and rescued me out of that.
主耶稣来了，他把我从那里拯救出来了。And
darkness doesn't have its power over me, doesn't have dominion over me anymore. Jesus rescued me out of that.
黑暗在我身上再也没有权势了，主耶稣把我从那里拯救出来了。And
he brought me into another kingdom.
我带到另外一个王国。Not
the kingdom of the devil. Not the kingdom of sin. But the kingdom of the Son of God himself, the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，是在他爱子的，就是神的儿子主耶稣自己的王国。And
verse 14 says, In him we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
第十四节说，我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
The word redemption means to buy back.
所以救赎呢，它的意思就是买回来。
I was a sinner.
我是个罪人。
I was sold in sin.
我被卖给罪了。
I had no power. I had no ability. All I had was my sin and my shame and the penalty and consequences it brings.
所以呢，我没有能力，我也没有任何的东西。我所有的我有的只是说是我的罪和我的羞辱和将要带来的惩罚。And
Jesus came and rescued me from that, and he forgave my sins and brought me into his own kingdom.
这主耶稣来了，他救赎了我，他把我从罪里买出来了，然后把我带到他的王国里。Now
that was true of each of the Colossians.
那这个就是说，是真的在每一个
And just as it was true of them, so it's true of us if we have received the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior.
因为对当时的哥罗西人基督徒来说是真的，但我们也是真的。如果我们接受主耶稣为我们救主，
if we believed him, then we've been delivered from the kingdom of darkness and we've been transported into the kingdom of the Son of God. What a marvelous transaction. What a marvelous result.
因为我们如果相信主耶稣呢，他把我们从那个黑暗里救出来，然后把我们带到那个新的王国里，这是一个多么神奇的，把我们带出去，这是一个很好的结果。
All right, that is the foundational logic of this book.
这就是呢，这一本书的逻辑的基石。
How did I get from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ to be part and to get part of his inheritance?
因为怎么呢，就从那个黑暗里面 被救出来，然后得到主耶稣的王国，得到他的基业呢？
It was all by Jesus.
所有的都是只有主耶稣基督。
Who helped Jesus get me to where I am?
所以呢，是主耶稣基督把我带到了我应该去的地方。
Well, nobody else helped him. He did it himself.
所以呢， 没有其他人能这么做，只有主耶稣自己。
Who gave him instruction as to how to do it?
所以谁给他这样的指导怎么去做呢？
Well, nobody gave him instruction. He knows how to do it. He did it himself.
因为没有人给他指导，他知道自己怎么做，所以他自己知道自己做。
What assistance did he have when he did it?
他用什么样的一个系统当他做到的时候呢？
He didn't have any assistance.
他没有任何的助理助手。
So how did I get here?
那我怎么来到这里呢？
It's all because of Jesus.
所有的都是因为主耶稣基督。
Would you remember that?
你能记得这个？
You have indebtedness to no one but Jesus for all that he has done for you.
所以呢，你记得这个，你记住这个，你在那个你的罪中，所以主耶稣为你做的这所有的一切。
If Jesus didn't use any other helper to get you into his kingdom, does he need any helper to get you through life into heaven?
所以呢，如果主耶稣不需要任何人的帮助，都可以把你带到他的王国，那么主耶稣需要任何的帮助，任何的助手，把你从你的人生中带到天堂去吗？
And the answer is no. It's all about Jesus.
答案是不需要，所有的一切都只有主耶稣。
There's a radio program that comes on, I think, at 4 o'clock on the afternoon. It's called the Haven of Rest program. And the speaker there says, this program is all about Jesus.
现在在收音机里有一个节目，是大概四点钟，那个四点钟那里面那个讲到的人呢，他是说呢，所有的能够帮助你，这我们所有讲的都是关于我们的主耶稣基督。
Now the message of Colossians is that it's all about Jesus. Don't get sidetracked to anything else. It's all about Jesus.
所以呢，给哥罗西人的这个信心呢，就是所有的都是关于我们主耶稣基督的，不要去想其他的任何的其他的事儿，只有主耶稣基督。Now
Paul is going to go on for the next many paragraphs to prove that simple point. It's all about Jesus.
所以呢，使徒保罗会在下面的几节里面呢， 不断的去证明所有的这一切都只是关于我们的主耶稣基督。
So who is Jesus?
那么谁是主耶稣呢？
Verse 15. He is the image of the invisible God.
所以第十五节说，爱子是那看不见，是那不能看见之神的像。
Okay, it's all about Jesus because he's the image of the invisible God. We can't see God, but we know what he's like because we can see what Jesus was and what he did.
因为所有的都是关于我们主耶稣的，因为主耶稣是那看不见之神的像。我们看不到神，但是我们所有的能看到是主耶稣，主耶稣把神的一切都展现给我们。
And what is his position? Well, he is the firstborn over all creation.
那么他的位置是什么呢？他是首生的，在一切被造的以先。
So, the Lord Jesus came into the world. He took a body. He had a body. And in that sense, he was the firstborn of all creation.
主耶稣呢，来到世界，世界呢，他用了一个身体，因为这个意义上呢，他是那个首生的一切造，一切受造物。
So in the Bible, the word firstborn does not always simply mean first in time, but it usually means first in importance.
现在在圣经里，这个首先的呢，并不是按照时间的顺序，而且是按照重要的顺序。
It is first in position.
所以呢，这个是在他的位置上是第一的。
And so when you rank all of creation, the life forms that he made and the inanimate things that he made, when you rank all of creation, Jesus comes first.
你当你去把这所有的被造物和所有的这些大气中的一切，你把它排一个级的话，主耶稣就是最高的。
And then verse 16 says, by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth.
所以第十六节继续说，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的。
Is Jesus important? Yeah.
是重要的吗？对。
How important? Well, he created all these things.
多重要呢？因为主耶稣造了所有的这些一切。
And I heard this story a while ago about a man who was a scientist.
我听到这么一个故事，一个人，他是个科学家。
His particular specialty in science was the study of fruit flies.
所以呢，他这个人的，他的主要的科研课题呢，是研究果蝇。
Okay, do you know what fruit flies are?
知道果蝇是什么吗？
They're those little pesky flies that bother you in the middle of the summer when you want to enjoy your fruit and they're down eating the, you say, 就是
那一种昆虫，当在夏天的时候你想去享受你的果水果的时候，它就会在你的水果上嗡嗡转，然后你就把它往外。
Some of his scientist friends said, how foolish. Oh, I better tell you more. This man became a Christian and he gave up the study of fruit flies in order to follow Jesus.
因为这个人呢，他后来成为基督徒，他放弃了研究果蝇，这样呢，他可以跟随主耶稣基督。
Some of his friends said, oh, how foolish.He gave up the study of fruit flies for Jesus.
所以呢，他的其中一些朋友说，多么的愚蠢啊，他放弃了研究果蝇，然后为了主耶稣放弃的。
Is that wise or foolish?
这是聪明的还是愚蠢的？
Who would you rather study? Jesus or fruit flies?
你愿研究什么呢？研究主耶稣还是研究果蝇呢？
Okay.Don't you get sidetracked from Jesus by any other study any other activity. Jesus created all these things. Don't go after what was created. Get to know Jesus.
你呢不要去走那样的心路去研究其他的所有的东西，因为那所有东西都是被主耶稣创造的，所以你要去研究主耶稣，不要去研究其他东西来证明主耶稣。
Now the Lord Jesus, the verse goes on to say, He not only created things that we can see, the visible things, but He created the invisible things as well. Whether they be thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by Him and for Him.
所以第十六节继续说，他不仅创造了能够看见的和不能，又创造了不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是藉着他造的，又是为他造的。So,
would you like to be a boss? Would you like to have all kinds of people reporting to you?
你想成为一个老板吗? 你想所有的人都来给你述职吗?
You say, well, there's far more important things than being a boss. I want to get to know Jesus because, you see, Jesus created all the organizations of men. He's above them all.
因为你说呢，比做一个老板有更重要的事情，我要去服侍主耶稣。
Would you like to be the President of the United States?
你想你愿意成为美国的总统吗?
And you say no, no.
你说我不想做。
Now that would be too hard. And even if I were the President of the United States and people obeyed me and honored me and followed me, I still wouldn't want to be that because I want Jesus. Jesus is above it all. Don't get sidetracked to other things.
因为你说呢，成为美国总统太难，就算成为了美国总统，有很多人顺服我，给我荣誉，然后跟随我，但是呢，我仍然想要去跟随着主耶稣，因为主耶稣创造的一切。 不要让那些所有其他的事情影响了你去跟随主耶稣。
Jesus is important. Nothing else matters.
所以主耶稣是非常重要的，其他的都不是事儿。
There was a great preacher in England. His name was Charles Haddon Spurgeon.
因为在英格兰呢，有一个非常著名的传道人，他的名字就叫查尔斯·斯布珍。And
he had a son.
他有一个儿子。One
day he said to his son this. He said, God has called you to preach, my son. Don't dribble down and become a king.
所以呢，有一天他对我的儿子，对他的儿子说：“我的儿子，神呼召你做一个传道人，不要去做那些去这样的话，你不要去漂流下去，去做一个不要堕落的，去做一个国王。”It's
all about Jesus. Don't give that up just to become a king.
所以呢，不要因为就是说。 想成为一个国王就放弃了主耶稣。
All right, verse 17 says, He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together.
第七节，他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。
Jesus made all things, He made all things for Himself, and He's holding everything together.
所以呢，主耶稣呢，他创造了一切，他把一切呢，都把它带到一起，把它立在一起。Okay,
all that is important is Jesus.
所以所有的一切重要的就是主耶稣。
Now, as we go through this study, it's going to be emphasized over and over and over again. What you need, what I need is Jesus.
所以呢，如果我们继续往下学习的话呢，他会不一再一再一再的强调我们所有我们所需要的就是主耶稣。
We need more of Jesus.
我们需要更多的主耶稣。
And never trade anything for more of Jesus.
要拿任何的事情去交换更多的主耶稣。
Now verse 18 keeps going. It says, He is the head of the body, the church.
因为第十八节继续写，他也是教会全体之首。
So it isn't just that Jesus made all the things that we see in the world, and he ultimately controls it all. But more importantly, Jesus controls the church.
所以呢，他不光是主耶稣创造了一切，他最重要控制一切，但最重要的是呢，主耶稣在控制着教会。
So in the city of Vancouver, what is more important?
所以在温哥华这个城市里，什么是最重要的？
City Hall at 12th and Cambie or 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel on 16th. What is more important?
所以呢，在16街和堪比街那里的市政厅和在16街上的16街教会。 哪一个更重要呢?
Do you believe it?
你相信吗?
It's true. 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel is far more important than City Hall.
所以呢，16街福音教会比那个市政厅远远重要的多。
Jesus Christ has come right down to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel. He is our head.
主耶稣呢，直接来到我们16街教福音教会，他是我们的头。
It's very, very wonderful.
这是非常非常奇妙的。
He is the beginning, and he is the firstborn from the dead.
他是原始，是从死里首先复生的。
Okay, when it says he's the beginning, it means he's the beginning of everything.
说他是原始，就是他是所有一切的原始。
But he is the firstborn from the dead, which means that when he rose from the dead, he was first.
所以呢，他是从死里首生的。这个意思呢，就是他是第一个从死里复生的。
And if he was the firstborn from the dead, who's going to be second?
如果他是从死里首先复生的，那谁是第二个呢？
Well, that'd be you and me, wouldn't it?
那是你我是不是？
Is that important?
这个重要吗？
That more important than City Hall?
这个比那个市政厅更重要吗？
It's absolutely marvelous.
当然是非常的令人惊奇的。
Okay, he's the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might have the supremacy.
现在是从死里首生的，使他可以在万物中居首位。
In the authorized version, the phrase is that in all things he might have the preeminence.
所以呢？ 在那个老国王钦定版里面，他的那个单词呢就叫 preeminence， 这个意思就是卓越杰出的。And
oftentimes you will see if you go into a church building, you will often find written on the wall in the church building these words that in all things he might have the preeminence, the supremacy.
所以呢，如果你到很多的教堂里面去，在教堂那个建筑物的墙上会写着 "In all these things"， 就是说，在这凡事，它都是居首的，就是 preeminent。
That's the way it must be in every church. That's the way it must be in every Christian. In everything, he must have the preeminence.
所以在所有的事情上，他必须居首位。
And so verse 19 says, For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him.
第十九节就是说，因父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。
How much of God was in Jesus?
所以呢，在主耶稣里面，神在他里面。
All in Jesus.
所有都是主耶稣。
Okay? Some people say, God is bigger than Jesus. No, he isn't.
有些人说神比主耶稣大，这不是。
All of God dwells in Jesus.
神，一切的神都是住在主耶稣里面。
Now verse 20 says, And through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross.
第二十节继续说，既然藉着他在十字架上所流的血，就成就了和平，便藉着他叫万有无论是地上天上都与自己和好了。
And so God is working in Jesus, to bring everything back to himself.
所以神呢，通过主耶稣做工，把所有的一切都带到自己面前。One
day, everything in the universe is going to come and be subjected to Jesus. We will all bow before him and everything will be put back together in him.
所以呢，终究有一天，这个宇宙的所有的一切都会拜倒在主耶稣的脚下，我们所有的一切都要归附于他。Right
now, it looks to be all so confusing.
但是现在呢，看起来好像很乱。Right
now, so much seems to be wrong in the world.
因为现当今世界上呢，太多的罪在世界上流行。You
might even have great distresses in your life, and you might say, things are pretty wrong in my life too.
你可能在你的人生中有很大的苦难，你可以说是在我的人生中一切都不对了。And
so you and I say, hang on. One day, everything is going to be put right, and it's Jesus who's going to do it, and when it is all put right, it will all be for him.
因为你说等一下，终究有一天主耶稣会把这所有的一切都变好。主耶稣呢，为他自己把这所有的一切都放在一起，都归于他。Are
you looking forward to that day?
盼望那一天吗？
Yeah, that's going to be a good day.
当然了，这是一个非常的。We're
all going to say hallelujah. It's about time, Lord. We're so happy to see everything fitting together for Jesus' sake.
因为你们所有的人都会说呢， hallelujah, 感谢赞美主，所有的事情都会为了主的缘故，美好的结束。
You want to be part of that?
要成为那样的一部分吗？
How much of you do you want to be part of that?
你想要成为那一部分的多少呢？
5%?
5%?
50%?
50%?
100%?
100%?
Okay, how important is Jesus?
主耶稣有多重要？
Okay, it's all about Jesus. He's the most important. Now, how is this going to happen?
所有的都是关于主耶稣，主耶稣是最重要的。那这个怎么会发生呢？
The end of verse 20, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross.
所以呢，这个第二十节的后面部分呢，藉着他在十字架上所流的血，成就了和平。We
find it hard to understand.
我们发现这个很难理解。But
the fact is, when Jesus shed his blood on the cross and died for us, he brought everything back to himself.
因为当主耶稣为我们死在十字架上时候流了他的宝血的时候，他把所有的一切都带到他自己里面去。
And it doesn't matter what the kings and the other authorities do. It doesn't matter what the armies do. It doesn't matter how people say no to God. Nothing matters. God made peace through the blood of his cross. And because of that, Jesus will bring it all back together to him.
所以呢，不管其他的国王怎么做，不管其他的城市怎么做，不管这个世界怎么说，不要主耶稣基督。但是主耶稣呢，他急着十字架上所流的血，把所有的一切带到他面前，就成就了和平，与自己和好。
Would it be foolish to say to Jesus, "Oh, I heard the story of the cross, but I'm not really interested, you know. I've got something more important."
这个是不是非常愚蠢的？你说我听到过十字架的故事，但是呢，我还有更重要的事情所要去做。And
you would say, "Hang on, there's nothing more important than that."
你说等一下，没有任何事情比这个更重要。And
that's why you and I say, "Lord Jesus, I want you to be my Savior."
这就是你我都说呢，主耶稣基督，我要您成为我的救主。
Now, if you were to say to Jesus, "I don't want you to be my Savior, I've got something more important," you would say, "That is the height of foolishness."
所以呢，如果你说呢，主耶稣，我不想要你做我的救主，我还有更重要的事情要去做，你会说呢，这个是极其愚蠢。But
that's not the point that Paul's making here.
这不是保罗在这里要强调的。
The point that Paul is making is this. If you've said, "Lord Jesus, I receive you as my Savior," it would be folly to say, "But I've got something else more important to do right now."
现在使徒保罗在这里说呢，如果你说，那个我要接受主耶稣为我的救主，但是呢，
if it's all about Jesus to bring you to the point of the forgiveness of sins, surely it's all about Jesus to carry you on from there.
现在所有的都是关于主耶稣把你从赦罪的那个地方带到这里，然后再把这一切从这个点把你带到天堂去。
Don't let anything get between you and Jesus, because that's what it's all about. If you're going to be a colossal Christian, you're going to have to say, "Jesus, I agree. It's all about you, and I want my life to be all about you."
所以呢，不要让任何事情横在你和主耶稣之间。你如果要想成为一个巨人基督徒的话，你会说呢，主耶稣，您是所有的一切，一切的一切。
All right. Well, I've been doing a lot of talking. You may have a question or two before we carry on. We haven't finished the theme that it's all about Jesus, but maybe you've got some comments or questions.
我说的太多了，到现在呢，你们可能会有一些问题，在我们继续的学习，关于所有都是关于主耶稣之前，因为我们还没学完这个主题，所以你们大家现在有任何的问题。
Any comment or question?
任何的有什么看法，有什么问题？
All right, let's keep going. Verse 21.
我们继续来学习21节。
It says, "Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior." That's true.
第二一节说，你们从前是与神隔绝，因着恶行，心里与他为敌，这是真的。
Verse 22, "But now God has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight." without blemish and free from accusation.
所以呢，第二章也记述，如今，他藉着基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，如可责备，把你们引到自己面前。
Is that good news?
这是个好消息吗？
It's absolutely marvelous, isn't it? To present you holy in his sight. God looks at you and he doesn't see any sin and he doesn't see any shame and he doesn't see any problem because Jesus has forgiven you. Hallelujah.
这里是不是非常神奇的呢？那神来看你，因为你成了圣洁，是看你里面没有任何羞辱，没有任何瑕疵，没有任何的罪，因为主耶稣把这一切都饶恕了。 Hallelujah, 感谢赞美。
There's no blemish. It isn't that you trust the Lord and you get saved, but you still end up with all those warts or all those problems. No, they're all gone. No blemish and no accusation against you even.
所以呢，这里呢，所有的一切呢。 都是如可无可指责的，无可责备的。你在你生命中，在你人生中所有的那些不好的东西，全都没有，因为主耶稣饶恕了你，在神的眼里，你是无可指摘、无可责备的，甚至是。
And this is all true if you continue in your faith, established and firm, not moved from the hope held out in the gospel.
因为这一切都会变成真，如果你继续所信的道上恒心，根基稳固，坚定不移。Now,
is it important to continue in our faith?
所以在我们所信的道上恒心是重要的吗？
Yes, it's important to continue in your faith to prove that you have faith.
因为在信心上持之以恒是非常重要的。A
lot of people say, I'm a Christian, I believe God.
有很多人呢，他会这么说，我是个基督徒，我相信神。But
God says, all right, you prove it. And your friends say, all right, you prove it. And the church says, all right, you prove it. How do you prove you have faith?
所以神说呢，你有信心，那你证明，你的朋友会说证明，然后那个教会说， 证明给我看，那你怎么去证明你有信心呢？
And the answer is you continue.
答案是你持之以恒。
And so many say the simple proof of faith is continuance.
所以呢，很多人说呢，简单的去证明你的信心的方法就是持之以恒。
You said you had it 50 years ago, do you still have it? Was it true? And the answer is yes. How do you know? Because I live it today.
因为你在50年之前，你说你有信心，那么怎么去证明呢？那50年以后，今天你说我仍然有信心，你怎么证明呢？因为我把它活出来了。Okay,
the proof of faith is continuance.
所以呢，证明信心呢？
And the other thing is, you've not been moved from the hope of the gospel.
所以呢，另外一个呢，你就要根基稳固。
Sometimes you could get to the point where the road is difficult and hard, the circumstances are against you, and you could say, I don't have hope.
有时候你会说呢，你的心路很艰难，周围的环境呢，都是非常的对我不利。那么说呢，你怎么样知道？
But the hope of the gospel is all our hope.
所以呢，圣经的。 福音的盼望是我们所有的盼望。
So when I worked in the business world, Sometimes I used to say, I hope I'm going to get a promotion.
因为当他在一个公司工作的时候呢，他说我希望我能得到提升。
Sometimes I would say, I hope I'm going to get a raise in pay and they're going to give me more money.
有时候呢，我会说呢，我希望我能得到一个合理的工资，他们会付我更多的钱。
And sometimes my hope was justified.
所以呢，有时候我的希望呢是公平。
And sometimes my hope was terribly disappointed.
所以呢，有时候我的希望呢是完完全全令我失望。
But what about the gospel?
那福音的盼望是什么？
Okay. And I've had many disappointments in life regarding the hope in life, but I have never had any disappointments regarding the hope of the gospel.
在我的人生中呢，有很多让我失望的地方，但是我从来没有对福音失望。
And I remember the story of the man who was the president of the university that I went to.
所以呢，我记得这样一个人，他是我在去上的那个大学里的那个总裁。
He was a pretty important man. There were probably about 100,000 students in that university.
因为他是一个非常非常重要的人，大概呢有10万人在那个大学里。
He was a Christian, and he used to come and preach to us sometimes on a Friday night.
他是一个基督徒，他有时候呢在星期五的晚上到我们这里来讲道。
And he told us his own personal story.
他告诉了我他自己的故事。
It went like this. He said, you know, when I was a young man, I decided that I wanted to marry the best girl that I could find.
他说当我还是年轻的时候，我决定我要娶一个。
So he said to himself, I know where to find the best girl. I'm going to go to a church. And I'm going to find the best girl in the church because the best girl in the church is going to be way ahead of the best girls anywhere else.
因为他说我知道在哪里可以找到最好的女孩，我要去一个教会。 在教会里的最好的女孩，她是远远超过在其他的任何地方的最好的女孩。
So he went to a church and he found a really nice girl.
然后呢，他去了一个教会，他发现了一个非常好的姑娘。
And he started to try to get close to her, and she said to him, John, I can't spend time with you. You're not a Christian.
所以呢，他试图去接近那个女孩的时候，那个女孩说：“这样我不能跟你在一起，因为你甚至都不是基督徒。”And
she explained the gospel to him, and the people in the church explained the gospel to him, and he said, she's right. I need to get saved. I need Jesus to be my savior.
因为那个女孩呢，跟他讲福音，然后整个教会人也给他讲福音，然后那个人说：“哎呀，他是对的，我需要得救首先。”So
he became a Christian.
然后他成为一个基督徒。
And then he got very close to this girl.
然后他跟那个女孩的关系就非常亲密。
And one day they had a really big fight.
然后有一天呢，他们吵了一个非常狠的架。
And she said, John, I'm finished with you. I don't want you anymore.
然后那个女孩跟那个说, John, 我们的关系结束了,我永远不要跟你在一起。
And he said, you know, after that evening, I went home. I didn't have a car. He said, I went home on the bus. And he says, as I was standing on the bus, holding on to the strap, he said, I said to God, I said, Jesus, you are my only hope.
然后他说那天晚上他就回家，因为他没有车，他坐在公交车上，他手拿在那个马手上，然后这次他就在想，他就在摇晃的时候，他说：“主耶稣基督啊，你是我唯一的盼望和希望。”
But he said, I now have no hope that I can ever marry her, but I still have my hope in Jesus.
所以他说，虽然我没有任何的指望再和那个女孩在一起，但是我永远在主耶稣基督里有希望，有盼望。
That wasn't the end of the story.
这个不是故事的终结。
They got together again. He married her. And he went on to become the university president.
然后他们结婚了，而这个男的就成为了那个大学的。
He never lost his hope in Jesus. Everything else is superficial. He never lost his hope in Jesus.
所以他从来没有失去他在主耶稣基督里的盼望，任何的其他的事都是肤浅的。
And there will be days in your life where you will know disappointment. But never lose your hope in Jesus. Jesus is still there. He's still smiling. He still loves you. And he still has the ability to bless you. Keep on trusting Jesus.
主耶稣爱你，他在向你微笑，他仍然有能力去帮助你，所以一定要相信我们的主耶稣基督。
And so verse 23 continues, this is the gospel that you heard and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, have become a servant.
所以这个第二三节继续说，这福音就是你们所听过的，也是。
It's all about Jesus. Keep on trusting Jesus. Paul says, I'm his servant. I'm going to keep telling everybody. The news is to everyone in the world, but especially to you and especially to me.
所以呢，这个保罗说呢， 所有的都是关于主耶稣基督的，你要保持相信主耶稣。所以保罗呢，他去做这福音的执事，他传遍天下万人听的，传给所有的人，特别的是你我。All
right, so that's maybe a good place for us to stop today. We have a couple of minutes. Do you have a question or a comment?
所以呢， 今天呢，在这里停下是比较好的，我们还有几分钟，你有问题吗？还有什么看法吗？
Any question? Any other comment?
任何的问题，任何的你自己的看法。
What is the theme? The theme is, it's all about Jesus. You don't need anything else. We need Jesus. He will help us. He will keep us. He will take us to heaven. It's all about Jesus. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. It's marvelous.
所以呢，所有的一切都是关于我们的主耶稣基督的。你所需要的只是主耶稣，你不需要其他的任何东西，因为主耶稣会保守我们，他会爱我们，会带我们到天堂。所以呢，所有的一切都是关于我们的主耶稣。信主耶稣基督，你会得救，这是非常神奇的。All
right. We'll see you next week, Lord willing. Children's meeting at 3:30 this afternoon and the prayer and Bible teaching at 7:30. And next week we'll be together again. May the Lord bless us.
所以呢，主人愿意，我们下个星期再见。大家记得 接下来的三点半到四点半的儿童圣经学习是Norma带的，还有晚上的祷告会，然后呢，求神赐福给我们所有人，下个星期见。
Let's pray.
那祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ is not just the center of our salvation. He is everything in our salvation.
主啊，我们要感恩的是这样一个事实：主耶稣不光是我们救恩的中心，他也是我们救恩的所有的所有。
And we thank you that he has not only saved us, but he lives to keep us, and he will fulfill all his promises to us because he's already risen victorious from the dead.
我们非常感恩的是他不仅救了我们，而且活着一直的保守我们，而且一直的鼓励我们，让我们过一个得胜的基督徒的人生。
We give thanks now. Look to you for ongoing blessing. We're thankful, so thankful for Jesus.
我们非常感恩，我们一直盼望着你给的将要来的那些赐福。我们所有的人都是关于我们的主耶稣基督。
And we give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
我奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you all. The Lord bless you all today.
Thank you. Thank you, Harder. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Harder.
Thank you, Roy. So we'll go set up for Norma.
Yeah,
and we'll see you in a few minutes. She'll see you in a few minutes.
Roy.
Yeah.
我想，我看刚才那里头有很多人戴着那个白色的头巾。上次我就想问了，但我问了朱迪，朱迪说那个是代表圣洁，但是他应该有个什么典故吧？这个在圣经里有讲，就是《格林多前书》11章里面有。
就是你可以去读一下哥林多前书第十一章。哪一章？哥林多前书十一章。十一章。So she asked about that.
格林书是吗？哥林多。
So I told her that look at the First Corinthians chapter 11.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
行，那我知道了。你就好好读一下，有什么问题你再问我们。好的，好的，谢谢。就是讲他为什么要戴那个。
盖头就是对，因为我看很多，就是原来那个，他有一些国家，还有一些民族，他也戴那个，我就想知道他们是不是有什么渊源啊，或者什么关系？这个不一样的，我们这里就是姐妹们戴，弟兄不戴，所以就是。
OK， 好的，行，谢谢您，再见。OK，
拜拜。OK，Thank you everyone. See you later.
See you.